This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Tuesday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. Gardaí are continuing to investigate the fatal assault of Matt O'Neill in Carrigaline. The 29-year-old died at Cork University Hospital yesterday after being assaulted on the 28th of December. Alan Cantwell has this report for Red FM News.
Emergency services were called to the scene at the Glenwood Estate in Carrigaline on the evening of the 28th of December. Matt O'Neill underwent emergency surgery at CUH and remained in a critical condition until he succumbed to his injuries yesterday. Gardaí are asking anyone who was in the Glenwood Estate area between 5:15 to 6 on the day in question to contact them at Tohar Garda Station on 021 494 7120. Investigating officers are also asking anyone with camera footage, including dash cam footage, from the area at the time to come forward. Two teenagers have appeared in the district court charged in relation to the assault. Alan Cantwell, Red FM News.
A post-mortem is due to take place on the body of a man who died in a house fire in North Cork. The body of the man was discovered at a house on the Duntaheen Road at Lee MacGerald Place in Fermoy yesterday morning. Jamie O'Hara has the latest for Red FM News.
Emergency services were alerted to the fire when smoke was seen coming from the house just before 20 past 10. Gardaí and units of the fire service from Fermoy and Mitchelstown tackled the fire and discovered the body of a man in his 50s. The man's body was removed to Cork University Hospital, where a post-mortem will take place in due course. Gardaí Press told Red FM News that the man was the sole occupant of the house. The coroner has been notified and the scene has been preserved for a technical and forensic exam. Gardaí Press say investigations are ongoing. Jamie O'Hara, Red FM News.
Gardaí investigating the discovery of a man's body in Skibbereen on Sunday say the results of a post-mortem will determine the course of their investigation. The body of the man in his 40s was found on a path at Castle Townsend Road on Sunday afternoon. His body was taken to Cork University Hospital, where a post-mortem will take place in due course. A file is being prepared for the coroner. Valencia Coast Guard was called into action yesterday to aid a crewman who had sustained an injury while on board an oil tanker off the Cork coast. The tanker, named Gladiator, hit a big wave yesterday morning, resulting in the injury to the crew member. The crewman suffered a broken ankle and was knocked unconscious, with Valencia Coast Guard being called. They attended the scene about 40 miles from Baltimore, and the crewman was airlifted to Cork Airport and transferred via ambulance to Cork University Hospital. 2.24 million passengers travelled through Cork Airport last year. That figure represents an 86% recovery on 2019 figures, the last year before COVID, while it's a 768% increase on 2021. Passenger traffic in December 2022 was marginally higher than experienced in December 2019. Cork Airport served 45 routes last year, with the busiest destination airports being Heathrow and Stansted in London, Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam, Manchester and Malaga.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
Starting with Gaelic Games, and the Cannon O'Brien Cup takes place this evening. Cork and UCC going head-to-head in the Marillac throw-in is at 7 o'clock. The game's been played every year since 2013, except for 2018 when poor weather forced its cancellation, and in 2021 due to COVID. Cork selector Fergal Conan told Red FM Sport, it's a busy time for players.
We have an awful lot of, as I said earlier, we have an awful lot of young fellas. We have 22 young fellas playing Fitzgibbon on the next couple of weeks. And plus the panel that's remainder, so we've an awful lot of things going on. So there's loads of influence putting their hand up, and the existing lads with experience are around all the time, still pushing all the buttons as well. So we've a great atmosphere now in training. We're really happy. We're looking forward to the league now as well, and ultimately the championship in the 30th of April. But you know, these are only our stepping stones towards the championship at the end of the day.
Throw on tonight is at 7 o'clock. At the same time in the Electric Ireland Sigerson Cup this evening, MTU Cork in their campaign at home to UCD. In cross-channel football, there are two quarter-finals this evening in the Carabao Cup. Manchester United take on Charlton Athletic. United captain Bruno Fernandes is suspended, while new signing Jack Butland may get a start and goal, while Newcastle United host Leicester City. The Magpies are looking to bounce back after they were knocked out of the FA Cup by Sheffield Wednesday. Both games begin at 8 p.m. Meanwhile, Aston Villa have agreed a fee in the region of £13 million with Real Betis for defender Alex Moreno. The 29-year-old left-back will have medical at the club tomorrow. And that's the sport with Grandin's Toyota.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.